You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Out of style! Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety, the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Thank you for listening. It is Tay Day, also known as Thursday occasionally, but today we're all Tay, all the way, all day. That was a Taylor Swift song. We have more Taylor Swift content coming up. But first, let's give away some Disneyland tickets. Oh, yes. Right now, take the word spooky, S-P-O-O-K-Y. Text spooky to our contest line, 20357. That gets you entered for a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. The word is spooky this hour. There'll be another code word next hour and every hour on the fives throughout the day through Jane Show at 6:05. Once you've gotten yourself entered, you're also in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is spooky. Contest line 20357. This part of the show is brought to you by Third Love. Third Love's Temp Sync bras and undies with patented technology to regulate your body temperature. Get $20 off at thirdlove.com. I just ordered some of the Temp Sync stuff, so I'm going to try it out and I'll let you know. Give you a little review when I get it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, bra talk. That it always sounds good. Taylor Swift, you may have heard that Taylor was on the New Heights podcast yesterday. That's her boyfriend, Travis, and his brother Jason's podcast. Very popular. It was, so far, we've heard a lot of nice sports yelling. It's been really good. About 1.3 million fans tuned into the video version of the podcast to watch Taylor Swift, and it broke the internet. It was shut down. But don't worry, it's all available for you now. She shared a lot of information, a lot of stuff about her album, and we'll get to all that stuff too. But what Bob and I were really excited about was I wanted to hear a conversation between Travis and Taylor that wasn't like screamed, "You did so good. Oh, baby, thank you. It was really fun." You know, on Fields. That's all I've ever heard from them. I've never heard them have a conversation. So we're going to start. Did you want to start with the meetup, the meet cute, the meet, how she met Travis?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Let me pull that up there. Yeah. Got it.
Great. Here we go. Here's Taylor and Travis talking about their love.
This dude didn't get a meet and greet. He's making it everyone's problem. That's what I thought at first. And then
to Arrowhead, I get to meet you. That's the perk of playing for the Chiefs.
You realize he didn't even reach out to our management. I was like, when this podcast came out, did he ever reach out to be like in the tents, or did we know he was in the building? He came with Pat, and he thought that because he knows the elevator lady that he could talk to her about just getting down to my
dressing
room.
That's how it works. You just go.
And I got denied.
That's how it works in 1973.
But
he just was like, I know a guy, I can figure this out. But I actually, when I thought about it, I was like, actually, we live in a day and age where, like, I'm not an online person at all. I'm not like on social media like that. And like, I'm genuinely terrified to open my DMs. There's smoke coming out of my DMs. Like, I don't want to go near that. I don't know what's
if you want somebody to go through it, I'll go through it just because I'll laugh my ass off.
It's like if you have like 20 million unread DMs, you're
Are
just
you
like,
not entertained?
So this kind of felt more like I was in an 80s John Hughes movie and he was just like standing outside of my window with a boombox, just being like, I want to date you.
Yeah.
Do you want to go on a date with me? I made you a friendship bracelet. So do you want to date me?
Just come outside and meet me. Just meet me once. Give me a chance.
So I was like, if this guy isn't crazy, which is a big if, this is sort of what I've been writing songs about wanting to happen to me since I was a teenager. Yeah.
Amazing.
So cute.
That is actually, you know, the first thing I got from this podcast, and I didn't listen to it yesterday, was that Bob, who's a huge Swiftie, was completely like satiated by it. Like it just filled you up. You're completely happy. You're, oh my God, it was great.
My Taylor tank is
full. To hear that, that's amazing because it could just as easily have been like, they came on for 1 minute, they announced the record, she left, and then they started talking about football.
She didn't have to do all that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To feed fans. A 2-hour podcast is so generous of her. They were snuggled up the whole time. A
lot of touching.
They had their banter back and forth. He was like talking under his breath while she was talking. They were clearly comfortable with each other in such a joyful way. It was lovely to watch.
She seems remarkably unguarded in this. Even just talking about it, like, you know, she loves her fans. She treasures her fans. Like to hear her be like, I would never look at my DMs. Don't bother. I'm not going to look. Like that's, I think that's really sweet. So how about Travis being mesmerized? Can I hear that one?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go.
I told you this as much as you want to, you know, give New Heights credit. I give the Heirs to her credit.
Yeah?
I give the Heirs to her credit because if I would have never gone to that show and been mesmerized and just been captivated and then left with such a desire to want to meet you, I would have never went on here and told everybody how butthurt I was. Yeah, I'd never just been so engulfed in the curiosity of who you were.
Oh, that's wonderful. Look at this.
I really
best things about that last statement is you didn't even know what the word engulf meant before, like, you met Taylor. Like, this is, you've broadened your horizons so much.
We're the perfect, I'm telling you. It's so, she makes me so much better.
There's no question. So, thank you for saying that.
But it's like you see you on the stage and you see how crazy you can get an entire stadium going. And then I get you in a room and it's like, I've known you forever. It's like, it was just the easiest conversation I ever had. And it was just so much fun that it just, knocked my socks off, from what they say.
Knocked your socks off.
Yeah.
Thank you. She blew me away.
I had never experienced something so mesmerizing on stage and then so real and so beautiful in person.
Hey, that's
should I leave?
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, at this point, I think everyone should leave.
That is so cute. All right, and then is this the little shorty?
Which one did? Oh, yeah, this is. Just
yeah, here we go. This is just a little bit more about Taylor and Travis. So
I made
cute.
The glorious fortuitous mistake of saying that to my fans in an interview.
Pause it there. He goes, she says fortuitous decision, whatever she says. He goes, fortuitous.
Yeah. Another big word for him.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he even says, he's like, I love when you use my
words. Here you go.
To my fans in an interview. Words. You know okay. what those words mean.
I love it.
You're so handsome.
I know what those words mean. Yeah.
You're so handsome.
Yeah. She goes, fortuitous. I love it when you use big words. And then that's when she says, you're so handsome.
She grabs his chin. It's so
I want to hear
cute.
That whole clip again. Play that
all right,
again.
All right. All right. Here we go.
I made the glorious, fortuitous mistake of saying that to my fans in an interview. You know okay. what those words mean.
I love it.
You're so handsome.
She grabs him by the chin.
They do this a couple times where they kind of play into the idea that she's so much smarter than him. Like all three of them do it. And I thought that that was really nice because obviously that's a storyline out there. And they talk about a lot through the discussion that they don't read a lot about themselves, but it's hard for it not to come into their lives. So mm-hmm. I have to think that they know what people think about them. And I love that they are self-aware and play into it.
Did they talk about his bad karaoke skills at all during
no.
this? Because, man, her eye rolls. I was like, they might break up just because of that song. She's like, oh, great, this song again.
No, but she talks about how whenever there's a microphone around, he has to grab it and scream into it. Oh. Talking about when she went onto the field at the Super Bowl.
That's that. I feel, you know, it's look, I'm not a Swiftie. I know that you are. You're pretty serious about
it. You're a Swiftie. You don't have to be crazy to be a Swiftie.
No, I'm not saying I'm
I see you dancing.
I love her.
When she
I think
comes
she's
on.
I think she's very talented and I love some of her songs. But I feel it feels it's weird. I can't believe I'm gonna say this. It actually feels like a privilege to hear them That's, just have a little a conversation because
exactly.
honestly, I mean, yeah, you hear Taylor Swift in interviews. I've heard interviews with Taylor Swift and I've heard interviews with him. But those are interviews. Like they're just having a conversation. There's some real freedom in doing something that you know you can go back and edit and, you know.
This is why, you know, I always say people like podcasts for a few reasons and it's the three E's, entertainment, empathy, and education. But empathy, that's what you're really doing it right is when the person listening really feels like they're, and I feel like we do that too. Like the people listening feel like they're hanging out with us. And that's when and they do a good job of that in this podcast. It's just you do get that vibe that they're, you know, they're just hanging out. They're
well, it feels natural.
Family.
I mean, it's funny because when there's mics on, everything is a little bit elevated. Like, I feel like we try a little bit harder to find the right word and to sound like we know what we're talking about. And so there they are and they've got mics in there. And so there's some of that, like everybody, you know, even just how she's having a hard time responding to what he's saying. It's very charming. We are listening to clips from the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce interactions.
And we got more
yesterday.
More
we
coming
do.
Up this morning.
Yeah. So we're not going to spend all morning on it, except that we are. And just a few minutes in each of the breaks, because there are other stories as well. So there you go. There's just a little bit. Today, this hour, we focused on their love story. Next hour, we'll focus on numerology and Easter eggs, which apparently she is the queen of. She said something like, I literally never do anything that isn't any, like, if you think it's an Easter egg, it is. Like, everything is about the music and clues and getting
I
you there.
I thought that was all in the fans' heads. Like, it, you know, that they were there, but like they went overboard with them. But after hearing her, it's like, no, she really does think
I can't
a lot
wait to hear
about
her talk,
what she's
yeah.
doing.
I can't wait to hear her talking about it. And then I will also go into, you know what? I actually have a funny story here. You might like this, Vin.
You know what's interesting as I'm thinking about her and all the layers of the things artistically and professionally that she's. You would think at some point in her life she'd have to take drugs or drink like a lot to just turn it all off for a minute. You know what I mean? Like it sounds like there's a burden there. What? Not a bird, a burden. Like, you know what I mean?
A burden.
Yeah, a burden. Yeah, like there. Like, man, she can't turn it off.
Right.
For her to say, acknowledge everything's an Easter egg.
She always has said, though, it comes from a place of how much she loves what she does, how much she loves music. And that has protected her, I think, from it feeling like a burden.
Well, even her, like, you know, I'm not going to say that she's Wiccan or anything, but she, like,
I mean, have you seen the Evermore part of the Eras Tour?
Yeah. Well,
and they talk about that.
I have.
The orbs.
But I'm saying, like, that's, I feel like, well, you know, she's probably not actually a witch, but she does seem to love that kind of like fairy tale mystique, you know? And I think that Easter eggs are one of the coolest, like, you know, I guess they're like a video game thing in that there would be like little things where if you happen to turn down this one thing, you'd find something and not everybody who plays the game would find it. It's like fun little things like that. And even like reading Ready Player One, which I know Maddie is actually reading right now. There are all kinds of, they're a gift. They're a clue. They're actually a way to make you feel like you're in something more. Like I found this thing in this game that, or in this, in the things that she put up leading up to the announcement of the album. I just think they're really, there's like a cool.
We got clips on that for next hour
too. All right. Okay. So here's, this is funny. I read this morning. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. So for the last 10 albums and a few one-off singles over the last 13 years, Jack Antonoff has been her co-writing, co-producing. You know, he's been a big part of Taylor Swift's success and her music. And he is married to Margaret Qualley.
Mm-hmm.
So she was on the Today Show yesterday. And the subject of Taylor's new album comes up. And she was a little taken aback by the question. Like she didn't, I think she was very surprised to have gotten this question. After noting that Jack Antonoff has produced Taylor for years and has an album that's coming out. Taylor has this album coming out. One of the co-hosts said, tell us about the record. And she, her eyes like widen in surprise. And she's all, I don't know anything about the record. And I guess.
That's some poor journalism there.
Well, it's.
I don't think so. I ask the question, see what happens. She doesn't know. Okay.
Well, I would think that the question would be, you know, how does he feel about not being on the record? That's what I want to know. But she's fully like, I don't know anything. And then she's sort of like, lets out an awkward laugh. She's like, I'll be excited to listen to the music like everybody else. But wow. it's just, I thought, oh, what's he trying to get out of her there?
I understand why they asked the question. Definitely could have phrased it better. I understand why she wasn't expecting the question, but also why were, like, come on. Like, it's not that crazy of a question. I think she could have had a better answer, frankly.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal. Just go, I think she was surprised. And he, my husband, wasn't part of this record.
But
this
tell us about the record.
When you're media trained, and your friends, you're in Taylor Swift's circle, you got to be ready to answer a question about her at any time. And I love Margaret Qualley. I'm just saying, like.
No, I love her too.
I think she could have handled it a little
bit
better.
No, I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. She was caught completely off guard. She totally widens her eyes and she's like, I don't know anything.
I think one of the coolest things for an artist to be a solo artist and to be able to cycle other artists through your, and not get attached or stuck with someone because you can't say, I love you. We've made some great records. I don't want to work with you this time.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a thing to say to somebody that could be very difficult to spit out. Almost easier to say, yeah, let's write some song or whatever. You know, just I could see you getting stuck in a rut. But solo artists have that luxury to say, I want a new guitar player and I want a different producer. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
It will actually help you sort of make different art.
Exactly. Like it would force a change. Mm-hmm. You know, here's someone who's going to come in with a whole bunch of different ideas and maybe her coming from this different place. You know, the whole showgirl thing is actually really interesting too. Cause you know, when we hear showgirl, we think of like, you know, the Vegas showgirl with, by the way, which she fully embraces with this out with all the album art. It's hot. It's showgirly. It's feathery.
Her outfits during the Eras tour were pretty showgirly too, with the pantyhose and the
even those like bodysuit feather fans that they were using in some of that stuff. It was, and she was like, "Yep, I'm a show." That's why this record is called "The Life of a Showgirl." So anyway, Jack Antonoff's wife was surprised by a question. This I thought was, is this incredibly self-aware or what? You tell me. People joke about men dating women half their age. And with Leo DiCaprio, he is now literally dating women half his age.
Okay.
So he is 50 now. He had turned the big 5-0.
And it's wrong.
No. Here's what I'm saying. His girlfriend, Vittoria Cerretti, she's on the chopping block, guys. She just turned 27.
Mm-hmm.
So,
bye.
They famously don't make it much past that.
Right.
Leo did an interview with, it's an interview for Esquire, but I believe that he's being interviewed by Paul Thomas Anderson, who is a director. He's the guy who did Boogie Nights.
Okay.
And they are doing a movie together. I think it comes out pretty soon. It's called One Battle After Another. So Paul directed the movie and it stars Leo. So this is, and it's their first time working together. So this is, he's sort of, it feels like either there's an interviewer who's asking questions and these two are both there, or they're talking to each other. So he was asked, if you didn't know how old you are, how old are you right now? Like, I guess that's sort of a, what's your feeling? How do you, and what did Leo say? How old is Leo in his own head?
27.
I know the answer.
Oh, you do? Do you know the answer?
No, I don't. 35?
32. Mm. 32. And I feel like that's that whole Arrested Development thing in action. Everybody's sort of, you know, like if you take stock of your own body and you think to yourself, you know, oh, what age do I feel? And it is weird. As I get older, I don't feel my age at all. And so I think it's kind of a cool question. Like, how old do you feel? Like, I feel, I don't know, 40.
One thing I heard when I got sober was that you kind of have arrested development if you drink. Like for so many years, you're kind of emotionally arrested developed. So yeah. So I'm like 25, maybe 30.
Oh, nice for you. No wonder you're such a thirst trap. So he said he's 32. He called that his emotional age. And whether he's 32 or 50, he says he believes he wants to be more honest and not waste time. Which he doesn't actually seem like a time waster to me. He says, I can only imagine how the next few decades are going to progress. For example, I look at my mother. She just says exactly what she thinks and wastes no time. She spends no time trying to fake it. And I don't know if that's, you know, he's talking about just being real in relationships, both professional and personal. But he went on to say, you just have to be much more upfront. It's almost a responsibility because much more of your life is behind you than it is ahead of you at age 50. I don't know how much more. I mean, you could be aiming for 100, but the countdown's on. I mean,
I feel like sometimes people who've been suppressed or put in a situation through their childhood and growing up where they're not honest with people, and sometimes that goes the other way where they're just mean or nasty about it, and you kind of get that feeling like, it's cool to be honest and not waste time. It's also not cool to be a jerk about it just because you're old.
Right.
Like, you don't need to be that way about it. Whatever has gone on in your history is partly your doing. Like, you've been the one biting your tongue.
Right.
Don't take it out on the next guy woman that walks up to you, because now you're never going to pad your language. You could have some tact.
You can be direct and have tact
without being
and
a
not
jerk,
be
right.
like, I'm not taking it anymore.
Right.
So elsewhere in the interview, and again, the director of Boogie Nights, Paul Thomas Anderson, it's a conversation between the two of them. Leo has asked what is his biggest career regret, and he says it's turning down Mark Wahlberg's role in Boogie Nights.
Mark went, wait, I thought I was the first. Oh.
Mark is actually, if you've never seen Boogie Nights, it's a racy little movie.
Yeah, it is.
It is a great movie. Like, it's such a freaking great movie. And Mark Wahlberg is absolutely, it's hard to imagine anyone besides Mark in that. Like, he's just dopey enough, and it's such a weird concept for the whole thing. But Leo says, it was a profound movie of my generation, but I can't imagine anybody but Mark in it. When I finally got to see that movie, I just thought it was a masterpiece. I'm really enjoying working with you and having this conversation. So again, Paul Thomas Anderson, the director, and that's Leo DiCaprio, saying, oh, I wish I had taken the role in Boogie Nights. So he directed that movie, Paul Thomas Anderson, and their new movie is called One Battle After Another. It stars Leo, first time working together. And clearly they're hitting it off.
It comes out September 26th.
Oh, right around the corner.
I will be going to it in theaters for sure.
Will you?
Yeah, PTA is a very interesting director. And this one looks like it's a little more fun than
what
some
else
of the
has
other
he
ones.
Done? I don't even know.
Besides Boogie Nights, the most recent one I saw was Licorice Pizza.
Oh, I love that movie.
I love that too.
I actually
that's an
didn't
adorable
like that
movie.
Much.
What else has he done?
Hold on, let me pull him up.
Bob's Movie Club. She didn't like Licorice Pizza.
Whichever Heim girl that was, I fell in love with her during that show.
He did There Will Be Blood, Magnolia, The Master. Magnolia is a crazy movie. That's the one with Tom Cruise. Punch Drunk Love, Inherent Vice, Phantom Thread.
Oh, Phantom Thread was the last movie that, who's the My Left Foot guy? Daniel Day-Lewis. He's actually, 8 years later, his son has written and is directing a movie, and he's coming back to do it. It's nice to have a world-renowned actor as your dad.
The best actor of all time
dad,
in the history of acting.
Dad, can you help me out with my project?
It's funny, nice. As he's so widely loved for his roles, there are others who say he takes it way too far. Mm. Like, putting up with him on the set is insane.
Like, he was Abe Lincoln the whole time.
Oh man, this guy pays off, but
yeah, stay in character. All right, Ben, what do you got coming up?
I got a lot of stuff coming up. Tattoo removal. But do not take diet advice from ChatGPT.
Oh,
after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Go see Maddie today. Carrington College in Pleasant Hill from 11:30 to 1:30. They have an open house going on. Maddie's going to be hanging out there.
He looks good today, too. Does, like, yeah. Really extra today.
Put it together nicely.
Really? Thank you.
Yeah. And that haircut, I actually really have been enjoying your haircut. It's looking really good. And you've got Zach Bryan tickets, too. So Carrington College today, 11:30 to 1:30. Oh, sorry. That's the wrong, see? Wrong button. Oopsie.
It's okay.
Thank you.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special, 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice. Mm. It's a hit.
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
People love it.
Here's what's happening as we broadcast live from Studio 9 in downtown San Francisco. You look outside and what do you see? Overcast conditions, but it will clear. We will see sunshine today and the highs will be in the upper 70s. Nice summer day ahead, everyone.
Excellent.
Okay, so this might be the first AI attempted murder on a human being.
Oh, that sounds bad.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A man took diet advice from ChatGPT and ended up hospitalized with hallucinations. And not the good hallucinations,
That's,
you know, the ones you want.
Right.
From whether it's the LSD or the doobie weed or whatever you're into. These are bad hallucinations because ChatGPT gave you the wrong advice. This guy was hospitalized for weeks and suffered from hallucinations after poisoning himself based on dietary advice from ChatGPT.
What the hell did ChatGPT tell this guy? And did he know about his existing conditions?
A case study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Sorry, Annals of Internal Medicine.
It's the Annals.
Okay.
You're right. It just sounded exciting.
It's an academic journal.
Mm-hmm.
They state that the 60-year-old man decided he wanted to eliminate salt from his diet completely. To do so, he asked ChatGPT for an alternative to salt or sodium chloride, to which the AI chatbot suggested sodium bromide.
Oh.
They say that's a compound historically used in pharmaceuticals and manufacturing and not a good substitute for salt.
So did he say, I want to replace that in my diet? And they said, ChatGPT said?
They're saying they don't have access to the original AI chat logs, so they can't see where he went wrong with his question. Or if, in fact, AI isn't trying to kill the guy.
I mean, I'm hopeful that maybe he was rude to it or something.
I don't know. I just asked it for a diet advice, and it gave me, you know, kind of the basic stuff.
Mm. Ask it for what's a good substitute for salt. See what happens.
The bot suggested the substitution for another purpose. They say it might have suggested that for cleaning.
Do people clean things with salt?
No, they clean things with sodium bromide.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know where his question went wrong, but this guy ended up in the ER with paranoid delusions despite having no history of mental health problems, convinced his neighbor was poisoning him. The man was reluctant to even accept water from the hospital.
Whoa.
Despite reporting extreme thirst. He continued to experience increased paranoia as well as auditory and visual hallucinations and eventually landed in a psychiatric hold.
But luckily they weren't giving him any more sodium bromide.
He even tried to escape during being treated because he had gotten...
How long did it take for that to get out of his system? And are there long-term consequences?
I don't know if he's damaged for good, But this, they did determine that he was suffering from bromide toxicity or bromism.
Oh, bromism.
And that results in neurological and psychiatric symptoms. Bra. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Hey, bro.
Well, pow.
I've got bromism.
ChatGPT gave me very good advice about avoiding salt and said herbs and spices and umami boosters and seasoning blends, but nothing crazy.
You do need some salt in your diet. And you should make sure you get some iodized salt, unless you eat a lot of shellfish.
The man was treated at the hospital for 3 weeks, over which time his symptoms progressively improved. I'm guessing also because he couldn't get his hands on his salt substitute at home, which was what he was using.
Where would you get it?
Like, sodium bromide?
Can you just go to the hardware store and get sodium bromide?
I don't know. I get a potassium thing for our water conditioner, and you buy it in big bags.
Well, you put like a scoop in or whatever?
Well, you pour the whole bag into the thing and it cycles through and heads to your shower to soften your water for you.
I see.
But they do sell things like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if sodium bromide is in bags next to the ones I buy, but I definitely have to, have to keep that thing filled.
I worry about a story like this because I always think about Burning Man and how everyone's like, give me all the drugs. Tell me what's available. I'll do it. And like, if it's an hallucinogen, then is that something you want people to know about? Yikes. I mean, it sounded like it was like the worst kind, like very bad.
Right.
People are always looking for stuff.
You think people who go run around in the desert naked are worried about someone finding out what they're up to?
No, I'm worried that they'll take the sodium bromide and go off the deep end.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's one thing to try all the drugs. It's just, you know, let's keep it to the regular drugs, okay, people?
I'm pretty sure the people who are out there, you know, at the Burning Man desert spot are accessing regular LSD and not...
Yeah, you want to take some Sobro?
Sobro, I don't think so.
It gives you broism.
But, you know, good luck to all of you out there who are going to be going to Burning Man this coming year.
I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
Earlier today, when Bob said that she was listening to the Taylor Swift podcast, she said she was doing a particular thing. She doesn't want to say what it is because she's going to be embarrassed by Maddie's reaction to it.
Oh. Well, I would think she wouldn't care what he thinks, but maybe she likes him more than we know.
Maybe, right? She just wants him only to see the best in her.
That must be it.
Yeah.
I do see the best in you always.
Thanks, Maddie. Just always remember that.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you too.
Love you all.
When I saw this story, and I think you're beautiful. I'm a big fan of yours. But when I saw the headline, I went, oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Sarah's on the cutting edge of the latest look.
Okay, what is it?
The latest TikTok beauty trend is looking tired. We get up at 3 a.m. And you dress, you know, and whatever you laid out the night before or worse. I don't even do that. I just pants, pull them off the rack, shirt, regular old T-shirt.
Pull a sweatshirt
old janky sweatshirt. I'm good to go.
It but is they funny. Say like, that's I can the tell. Thing. I can tell what time it is on the show when if I look at some of the reels we post up because, you know, by 10 o'clock I look wide awake. But early in the morning I'm like, am I out of bed yet?
The latest hot look, and Jenna Ortega has been sporting it. They say as she's been promoting Wednesday.
Oh, she looks tired.
It's the tired. It's
that's the latest look, huh?
Looking tired.
Well, cutting edge. As usual, Sarah.
I do like a little messy hair.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes. And I also like when I see a woman put it all together.
Woman.
But I'm less likely to be into the person who's matched their scrunchie to their, you know, bracelet to their shoes. Like,
not
that's
that
a little
anything
over,
wrong
it's
with
just
that.
A little
You're
overdone
accessorizing.
For me.
Well, it looks like they paid attention to what they were
it's
putting
on. It's a
lot.
Like, wow.
You're just used to being around me like that. Just the ultimate slob.
That's not what I think.
Tired,
this next story.
Old, crusty, musty, dusty.
This next story, you get to decide. Is it wrong?
Probably.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We've heard about people getting their tattoos removed, like Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
They say he's been, you know, under the laser now for a while.
Yeah.
I even saw a picture posted, I think it was in GQ, where they removed the tattoos in the photos.
Oh.
And it was printed, and I went, oh my God, they already got all that off of him. It turns out that was...
Did he ask for that?
I don't know what he asked for.
He might have.
But it looked great, except it wasn't the tattoo removal. Usually there's a grayed out
spot. It's not like you get your old skin back.
You're not 100 clean.
Yeah. 100.
And I know a lot of tattoo artists and tattoo guys will get tattoos removed so they can put one over the top of it.
I'm tired of this one. Let's change the artwork out.
Everybody's got a tattoo that they got that they maybe shouldn't have.
Right.
Maybe the... In my case, the guy was completely wasted and just out of jail and was like...
It's like a really weird Starbucks logo.
It's not, well...
I'm just kidding.
It's supposed to be...
A mermaid and...
It's supposed to have a certain look. I don't know what it's supposed to be. Never mind. The point is, you end up...
I like that you still have it, though. That you have a lot of really beautiful art on you. And in the midst of all of that, completely surrounded is this like...
Janky
little
thing.
Piece of your history.
Right. Well, that's part of tattoos is you get these things that you carry with you for life, and some of them aren't as good as others.
My favorite tattoo of all time, though, is Jan's tattoo, your middle brother. He's got a tattoo of himself on his shoulder. Unfortunately, as he continues to age, his smiling face looks like, so what is that, your son?
I haven't seen that one in a while, but it's true. He had his face
in like a sun, right?
In the sun.
Yeah.
He has a sun tattooed on him, and he put his face in there. And on top of that, he included his goatee.
And oh, his current facial hair arrangement.
So it was like I could see if you kind of blended it in and barely can see what's in the, you know, what's in that sunshot. What is that? This is my brother's movies. You want to see something stupid?
And of course, Vinny says yes.
Sure. He looks over his shoulder and holds his shoulder there where his face is in the sun, and then there's his face right above it. Pulls it up. Check me out. You're right. That is stupid.
It's awesome.
That's my favorite tattoo.
You love that one.
I love it.
I haven't thought of that in ages. Mm. All right, let me get to my story now. Here we go.
Oh, I didn't realize we hadn't done that. Oh, we haven't done the story. Is it wrong? Okay, got it.
This is about tattoo room. Oh, and I was also going to add, the other move that people make is they just black out the arm.
Yes.
So like Davey from AFI has just completely blacked out his arms.
Is it Dita Von Teese? Which one of the girls?
It's Dita Von Teese has done that as well.
Yeah, she's like painted black.
And I get that. If you got tattoos super young, then they're already fading out by the time you're, you know, 30 something. You're going, man, that thing's.
Sometimes like it'll be like I found God. I can't be having all this massacre.
That could be it too, sure.
Me, you know, let's just get rid of that.
A woman frames husband's tattooed
wiener.
Nice guess, but no.
Okay.
A woman frames husband's tattooed skin after he died.
Oh.
To preserve his memory. Not a picture.
She actually cut part of the skin off.
She cut off and framed the tattoo off his body.
Did they do it for her? Okay, so she was like, that's a meaningful tattoo. I guess they would know how to treat it too, so it wouldn't decompose.
Angelica Radevsky remembers her late husband. She doesn't hesitate to mention his love of sports. It was constantly ESPN on the radio and on the TV.
Mm.
She's a 35-year-old nurse from Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh,
hey.
And her husband had been close friends their entire lives. She actually worked for his dad at the local restaurant for a decade. Together, the couple raised a son, now 10 years old. They tied the knot in 2021. He was the type of person where if you met him, even just one time at the grocery store or the gym, he left an impression of being such a loving, happy person. She could not let him go. Her husband was also covered in tattoos from his neck down to his feet. Every tattoo he had was a piece of his life, and she saved the Pittsburgh Steelers tattoo that he had and framed it. That's his actual skin under the glass in that framed photo.
Now, if she had gotten the WV from West Virginia, I'd be like I have. I would totally be down with that, but come on, the Steelers.
Well,
it's amazingly well preserved.
It's not bad, is it?
No.
You wouldn't know.
It almost looks like they, because the skin, it wouldn't be that white. Like that's very, the skin is very, it almost looks like a black and white pencil drawing.
There's other tattoos around it as well.
You get a little piece of those.
You see little parts from the other tattoos. So he was covered. Mm. And if you're someone who has a lot, a tattoo artist will just, there's a spot. I'll put it right in there. Yeah. So anyway. Is it wrong to get the skin of your dead husband framed so that you can always see his Pittsburgh Steelers tattoo? And she's, by the way, in the photo, she's wearing a Steelers jersey.
Yeah, and that's the kid, and he's also in Steelers gear. No, that isn't wrong. It's macabre. But if that's what you want, I say abso-freaking-lutely.
She says he passed unexpectedly at the age of 55 earlier this year, and it felt only natural to frame one of his tattoos for his memory to continue to live alongside her and their son in their home.
I might disagree with myself. Like, if somebody requested, like, someone's hand or other body part,
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that would be wrong.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's more because, I guess, because it's this art thing and a you know, something that maybe was her favorite or whatever. I don't think this is wrong. It's right on the line of going too far of keeping body parts, but it's just, it's a bit of skin and it's meaningful to her.
I don't think it's wrong.
But it's right on the edge of a little bit too far.
In the sense that they, like, she can do that. It's
mm-hmm.
fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it's too much. And I do think that maybe someone needs to be able to say, we know you miss your husband, but hanging part of his skin suit on the wall may not be the best way to honor his passing.
It becomes a weird keepsake too. Like, so I guess the kid inherits it.
Well, we got a text that said it sounds like it's a murder trophy from the 707.
It's really
it
a lot.
Like Buffalo Bill.
The video she posted got 30 million views. So she's gone viral with this. And I'm not surprised. It's very, I mean, you use the word macabre or just flat out gross, whatever you want to call it.
Well, it's like from a horror movie, somebody right. who, like, you know, the trophy, the serial killer trophy. It's weird. It's definitely not something the average person would even think to do, but I don't think it's wrong. It's wrong for me. But it's not wrong for her. I just feel like, you know, what happens to that later? Like, is that something you just be like, well, I'm sick of this, and you throw it in the trash? Like, you know, oh, I'm going to change the look of the house. I got to get rid of my husband's skin chunk. You know, it's like, do the grandkids want that?
And then how do you, can you throw it? Do you just throw that away when you realize, like, after a year or two that this is a little much and that maybe you're going to date now? Do you just throw that away?
Well, she doesn't. But the son is going to inherit it someday. That's what I'm thinking. Is like, you know, I really don't want dad's arm. It's okay. It's not really.
Well, anyway.
Maybe become like the stuff of legend in their family.
I don't think so. I think it's too much. I think someone has to say, you're grieving. This is not the best way to show how your love for this person.
Some people will take ashes and press them into diamonds, you know, like the whole lab-grown diamond thing with where they've added.
Is that the same?
No.
In a way.
No.
You don't think that's
not even close.
I mean, no.
It's their burnt ashes.
This is disgusting skin.
It's just a keepsake.
No. But we can agree to disagree. You say it's okay, I say it's not okay.
I feel like I would seriously do a double take on the lady. Like, are you okay? But if that's her choice, it's not hurting us, right? So it's fine. I'm not going to, but it would be, I don't know if I'd be able to pull my eyes off it if I ever went and visited her at her house.
I didn't see my parents for a bunch of years because my dad had to move for a job and he was in Pittsburgh and I was in San Diego doing my thing. I'd started radio. I didn't see them that often. I went home for a visit and I'd known all along that they would talk. They always talked about their Labrador, golden retrievers. Sorry. They had these golden and they love them. Mm. They take them everywhere and they're the best and they've got I went to visit and there was a point where my mom had said, well, I have, you know, Comet's ashes are on my nightstand. And I was like, oh, mom, it's too much. Really? Mm. Now I realize that's what they give you and you're stuck with it.
And then this what do
thing
you do?
You take home and you go, I don't know what to do with this.
Well, that's why scattering the ashes is the right choice. Like, it's, you don't have just an ever dustier bowl of ashes.
I've had Willa's ashes in a closet in a box it's over 10 years now.
So what's going to happen? What are you going to do?
We're going to bury it and plant a tree there.
Oh, that's lovely.
So that's what we're going to do.
I got 3 boxes of ashes sitting in my house.
Yeah, it's a...
Mix them into the planter in front of your house.
The two of them are beautiful boxes, and I have their paw prints, and I keep them out. You know, the two.
Oh, they're on display.
The two I lost this year.
Well, that's what my mom had going on, and it seems like too much.
Well,
but you know,
I don't know if you make money off 30 million views, but I hope she got it. You know, I think that's her weirdness is great.
Somebody texted in, and I agree. She's just trying to get free Steeler tickets,
and maybe she will. Okay. Tell me about Taylor.
Oh, well, I'm going to.
I know.
We're going to hear Taylor explain numerology and Easter eggs Taylor style after this.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.